Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 6:45. An extreme risk of wildfire danger exists in many parts of New Mexico. Ross Brown reports.
New Mexico's wildfire season typically begins no sooner than May, but because there have already been more than 140 wildfires in the state since January 1st, Wildfire Awareness Week has been declared early this year and continues through March 31st. David Morgan with the New Mexico Department of Health says smoke from wildfires can hurt your eyes, irritate your respiratory system, and aggravate chronic health conditions.
Asthma is a serious health problem in New Mexico. So is heart ailments. And these are two conditions that can be affected due to heavy smoke inhalation during a wildfire.
Morgan says when a wildfire occurs and smoke is visible, people with heart or lung disease, those over age 65, young children and pregnant women all should minimize outdoor activities. The New Mexico State Forestry Division says 90% of the 80 fires during the month of March have been human-caused. New Mexico has experienced below-normal rain and snow this past winter. That, combined with wind, higher-than-normal seasonal temperatures, and an abundance of potential fuel, has fire officials on guard. Morgan says when there's smoke in the air, people with health conditions should stay indoors, and those without air conditioning should seek out places that have it, such as public libraries or senior centers. He says Wildfire Awareness Week is all about planning ahead just in case.
The experts have already estimated that fire season could be a tough one because of drought conditions around the state, and fires have the potential to be able to burn faster and hotter.
The New Mexico Environment Department operates air quality monitors across the state. But even if your community doesn't have monitors, Morgan says the low humidity generally makes it easy to see smoke in the air and take precautions. Already this spring, 746 communities statewide have been identified as at risk from wildfire. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
This week we have been airing parts of a conversation that Edmundo Resendez recently had with U.S. Senator Tom Udall. Today, Resendez talks with Udall about priorities he is advocating for in Washington.
What New Mexico priorities have you taken to Washington to address? As you know, New Mexico has come out dead last on a lot of issues, childhood and also education. What issues are you taking to Washington for Washington to address?
You bet. The things that we've been fighting for the years I've been in Congress is, first of all, getting everybody health care. You know, one of the most important things about our country is that the country and the people want to move forward on health care. And that's why this Affordable Care Act was so important. We saw 300,000 people in New Mexico, new people on insurance. If you have healthy families, you're going to have healthy kids. Those kids are going to be able to learn and be productive. On the education front, we've been working hard at pushing up the dollars. I'm on the Appropriations Committee. One of the things you need in our schools is better teacher training. You need to try to do something to target monies at Title I kids, the kids that are disadvantaged, that are at risk. We bring in a lot of money into New Mexico for that. It's hundreds of millions of dollars. It helps boost what we're doing. I've been a big supporter on early childhood education. Edmundo, as you know, we should start at the youngest age. That's when the people are, those young kids are the most receptive to learning. And if you don't give them a good education at that point, and exposure to music, exposure to toys, exposure to hearing people talking and those kinds of things, they sometimes don't do as well when they start school. And so we should take money out of our rainy day fund and put it into early childhood education. We shouldn't completely drain the rainy day fund, and we should really analyze how we're doing this, but I think that would be a great investment too. And so that's a state legislature issue, but those of us at the federal level have seen that as an opportunity to urge the legislature to do that. And then we're fighting hard to bring money into early childhood education also.
Let's talk about Medicare. You've come out in favor of Medicare for All and a single-payer health program. Where do you see that kind of proposal heading? You know, healthcare debate is, again, one of those hot potato topics.
Yeah.
Where is it now?
Where I think we need to go, and this is where I've been for a long time, and I thought the Affordable Care Act was a step in that direction, we got to find a way to get health care for every one of our citizens. Universal health care is where people want us to be. And so I really believe that Democrats and Republicans can come around different proposals to try to move us forward. I've been on the Medicare for All proposal since I was in the House. I've signed up on the Senate proposal. We don't have the votes yet, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't keep working to expand every year the numbers of people that are covered by health care and have health care.
That was Edmundo Resendez speaking with U.S. Senator Tom Udall. You can catch that conversation in full tomorrow evening at 5:30 on KRWG-TV's Fronteras a Changing America.